USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36 to 14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.